कुंज बिहारी जयोर। जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर वनचारी, यमुना तीर वनचारी, जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर वनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य स्तोत्र शत श्री श्रीमदिष्टिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की, इस्कॉन बिबिटी फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की, जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य स्तोत्र शत श्री श्रीमदिष्टिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की, नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की, प्रेम से कहो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद की, जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की, व्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की, नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की, पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की, गंगा माई यमुना माई की, भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की, गोलोकेर प्रेमधन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की, निताई गौर प्रेमानंद, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन् इति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण। सो will be discussing from the section Sund Kishkindha Kand today. So Vedas generally has two aspects. The first part of the Vedas, which is called as Purva Bhag, generally deals with performances of various types of sacrifices, how it's performed, its methods. And the second part of the Vedas deals with bondage and liberation, that is called as Uttara Bhag. So Ramayana, the previous three khandas, Balakand, Ayodhya Kand and Aranyakand, so it mainly deals with the main topic that is there discussed in these khandas, these sections, is sacrifice. So the birth of Ram was because of sacrifice of Dasharath. Mother Sita was found while the ground was being prepared for sacrifice. Similarly, Vishwamitra Muni, Lord accompanied Vishwamitra Muni and went to his ashram to protect his sacrifice, his sacrificial performances. Then Vishwamitra Muni went to Janak Maharaj on invitation for a sacrifice. And then again, in the entire part of the exile, Ram was mainly taking shelter of various sages and at the same time protecting their sacrifices. So the main theme in the previous three khandas is sacrifice. And the next, now is the transition that happens from the last section of Aranyakand, and from here the transition happens, the topic changes from bondage. The topic discussed is about bandhan and mukti, bondage and liberation. So Mother Sita volunteers for this topic to be discussed, for this lesson to be given for all living entities. So as a Jai Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Bhagwan Ki Jai. So Mother Sita volunteers to undergo all the sufferings, all the tribulations, to teach the general population that what is the cause that a person, that a living entity gets trapped into this material world, in this samsara, and how to get out. So these two things Mother Sita explains, so by volunteering herself. So for a moment she was attracted for something other than Lord Ram. The source of happiness was shifted for a few moments from Lord Ram to something else. And the very next moment, just few moments later, she was in bondage of Ravana. So that Lanka is like this samsara. So similarly, the very desire to enjoy separately from God, we came here in this material world, we are in this samsara and we are suffering. But then Mother Sita also teaches how to get out of this samsara. So when she went, she was captured by Ravana, she with one pointed determination took shelter of Lord Ram, and she very much regretted that small desire that came in her heart to have attraction for something other than Lord Ram. And because of, and see, by her we see the various emotions that are will be explained later in Sundarkand, how Mother Sita was constantly chanting the holy names of Lord Ram, thinking, meditating on Lord Ram. And thus, when a sincere soul tries to take shelter of Lord Ram with one pointed determination, then Lord Ram comes and recovers that soul, reclaims that soul. So this is the section. And from here, after delivering Kabandh, this law, he guides Ram to go to Kishkindha. He guides Ram to go to Rishyamukh mountain and meet Sugriva and make an alliance with him. So now Lord Ram comes, he is approaching near the Rishyamukh mountain, and there he saw the beautiful lake Pampa. So from here Kishkindha Kand begins. So Pampa Sarovar was very beautiful. It is like spring season, and the water is very clear. It's like it has a deep blue water. There are cuckoos. We can one can hear the voice of the cuckoos, pink lotus flower, various wonderful breezes, and entire environment was surcharged. But then Lord Ram says that this very thing that gives pleasure to general living entities, general population, is causing me intense pain. This voice of cuckoos reminds me with voice of Mother Sita. This pink lotus flower resembles her eyes. I can remember her eyes. This wonderful breeze that is flowing, that reminds me of the honey-scented breath of Sita. So he says that, Lakshman, this is unbearable to me. So what is the conclusion? I cannot continue with my life. I will give up my life. You go back to kingdom. I cannot just continue with this pain of separation with Sita. So Lakshman, so this is a very wonderful, so we will be discussing various, just it's a big topic, but we will just somewhere we will discussing certain lessons that anyone, we are, whoever we are, with whatever knowledge, with whatever skills and whatever capacity we have, every person requires someone who can guide, someone who can inspire, someone who can just speak words that he already knows. Okay, many times it happens, like it's after being in Krishna conscious for 10 years, it's not that we have at least the basic principles, it's not that we have never heard from anyone, but when we are suffering from certain problems, certain challenges, we need someone who can come and remind us of something we know. And when someone does that, we get strength, we get energy, and that's a very important, and we will see, this is not only one incident, we will see many places just in this Kand where a person who is rejected at one point of time, and at certain different situation, that person and someone else at this point of time, someone else is reminding him or guiding him of certain instructions, and the same person, when he gets out of that situation, he guides the same instruction to someone else. When that person is under that situation, going through that situation. So here Lakshman, he says that nothing can be achieved by lamentation. If you want to achieve something by earnest endeavor, we shall succeed, and not by just lamentation. So give up this lamentation. Wherever Ravan is, whether he is in heaven or hell, whether he is in earth or any planet, we will definitely kill him. So he is trying to boost Lord Ram. And then hearing the words of Lakshman, Ram again becomes active and he starts walking. Okay, so now they are approaching Rishyamukh mountain Parvat, and from the top of Rishyamukh Parvat, Sugriva sees two ascetics, or they are in the, like dressed like a brahmana, like ascetics. So Sugriva sees these two personalities. They don't have the dress of a prince or a king, but they have a very powerful bow and a very sharp sword. And by default, like Sugriva is always afraid of Vali. And seeing these two personalities, he becomes so fearful that he starts jumping from one mountain top to another mountain top, and he becomes so fearful. All his ministers join him and they are like very much disturbed. And then Hanuman sees this condition of Sugriva and says, what's going on? You should not get fearful like every time. Just have some patience and have some intelligence that this person, this personality is maybe coming for some friendship, or they must be just roaming like that. So don't behave like a monkey always. Have some intelligence. Okay. Then Sugriva says, what intelligence you are talking about? See these personalities? They appear like chief of all demigods. they are fit to rule the entire planet. Who can stand in front of them? They are so powerful. They are so radiant. Who will not get fearful by seeing these personalities? Okay. So he says to Hanuman that please go and talk with them and try to sense what is their purpose. Try to see their expressions, try to see their appearance, and try to extract why they are here. So Hanuman understands and then he goes. So Hanuman also has some little doubt, it's explained. So now he takes a form of a brahmana and a beggar in fact, and he goes in front of these two princes and he offers prostrated obeisances, and then he starts glorifying Lord Ram and Lakshman. He says that you appear like a prince. Though you have dressed like ascetic, you appear like a prince. Your strong shoulders, which resembles like a lion, you have a broad chest and your strong bows and these arrows, and you both appear like sun and moon, so much effulgence, this lake or this, your radiance is being reflected from the lake Pampa. So please tell us who you are. You appear like great warriors and you have the power and capacity to rule entire earth. So please tell us who you are. So Ram, and he glorifies, like many verses of glorification are being explained. So Ram talks, just by hearing the wonderful speech of this Hanuman, Ram says to Lakshman. He glorifies the speech of Hanuman. He says, did you hear the speech of Hanuman? It's so poetic and so courteous. Okay, his eyes, limbs, attitude and expression are in perfect harmony. So his voice has depth, confidence and power. There is unification in his voice, heart and intelligence. Even if he speaks to enemy, he has the capacity to please his enemy with his wonderful speech. So he glorifies Hanuman and then he says that, Lakshman, please explain who we are. So Lakshman begin to explain. He says that, okay, he then says that he is son of King Dashrath, and I am his younger brother. So because of, he explains the politics, he was about to be installed as a king, then we are being banished, and how Ravan took away Sita and we are in search of Sita, and this Rakshasa guided us to make an alliance with Sugriv. So Hanuman said that as you are searching for your wife and are suffering separation from your wife, similarly Sugriv is in same condition. Okay, Sugriv. So Hanuman, he describes himself that I am minister of Sugriva, and he is out of fear of Vali, he is just staying in the Rishyamukh Parvat. So is that, that situation is similar, so alliance and friendship will be nice. Both of you can help each other. Okay, so then Hanuman actually takes his original size as a huge size and takes Lord Ram and Lakshman to Arishamukh Parvat, and as soon as they reach, Ram and Sugriva, they join hands. Okay, and immediately Hanuman lit a sacrificial, a small fire just to strengthen this friendship. Okay, so immediately, what did Sugriva did? Sugriva immediately plucked a branch of some trees, small trees, where Ram can sit. He arranged a place to sit for Lord Ram, and he didn't, he ignored Lakshman. Then Lakshman, and immediately Hanuman understood this mistake, and he plucked another branch and arranged the seat for Lakshman. So we will see the consequences of this small mistake, what will happen. So Sugriva says to Lord Ram that from this very day, your happiness is my happiness, your sorrow is my sorrow. And then Sugriva says that, okay, I saw Mother Sita. When she was being abducted by Ravana, she was crying the names of Ram, Ram. Okay, and she saw me sitting with my associates on this Rishimukh Parvat, and she threw some of her ornaments. So as soon as Ram heard that there are some ornaments, then he said that, please, can I see those ornaments? And immediately Sugriv came and brought these ornaments and showed to Lord Ram. And when Lord Ram saw those ornaments, he started crying. He started crying like anything. Okay. Very piteous situation, and similarly he was crying near the Pampa Sarovar. He cried so much, he was wailing so much that he became unconscious. And then again Sugriva, then Lord Ram, he came back to consciousness. And then Lord Ram says to Lakshman that, can you remember these ornaments? Can you just see these ornaments? This belongs to Mother Sita. Very wonderful shloka, statement that Lakshman says. He says, Naham janami keyure, naham janami kundale, nupure tvabhijanami nityam padabhivandanat. That I don't know this armlets of Mother Sita. I don't know this kundal of Mother Sita. I only know this nupur. I have never seen above ankle. I know this nupur of Mother Sita because nityam padha bivandanat. I used to regularly worship lotus feet of Mother Sita. So that's what Lakshman says. And then Sugriva says, seeing this condition of Lord Ram, Sugriva says that, hey, don't lament so much. I am monkey. I have also been separated from my wife. I am not lamenting so much. Lamentance makes one weaker. Okay, you should not lament so much. Okay, once it just takes away one's intelligence, and you should not lament to such an extent that one's become weak, and in this way one's life can be in danger. So don't lament so much. He guides. Here Sugriva is giving like friendly suggestions and inspiring, trying to inspire Lord Ram. Okay, so if we see as a general same principle, if we see as a equals, the same thing happens many times. Now after some time, Lord Ram will be again inspiring Sugriva when he will be hopeless. Okay, then Lakshman inspires Lord Ram. So this continuous, these things are required in our spiritual journey. Of course, Lord Ram does not require anything, but taking that principle that we need something to remind us that we know when we are going through certain challenges in life. Okay. So then Ram said that, okay, why are you in this condition? Why are you so fearful of Vali? So then he explains that how once Mayavi, the son of Mayadanav, he came and challenged Vali, okay, that I want to fight with you. So then, because there was some, over a girl, over a lady, the fight started, there was some misunderstanding, and this Mayavi went and challenged Vali, and Vali immediately came out and started fighting with Mayavi, and Mayavi became weaker, and then he started running and he entered a cave. So I also I was a servant of Wali. Whatever Wali used to say, I just used to follow. Okay, I was so submissive to Wali. And then they entered cave and Wali told me that just stand outside and guard the entrance. And I was standing outside. Okay. And then a year passed. Okay. So for 1 year he waited patiently. But there was no signs, and Sugriva also didn't have so much courage to go inside. What is happening? So he waited for 1 year, and then there were various voices were being heard, but he tried to hear all the voice, but there was no voice of his brother. And then there was a stream of blood mixed with foam. Then he came to a typical defective senses or misunderstanding. He came to this senses, because I am not able to hear voice of my brother, because this blood is coming out, definitely my brother must be killed. So he came to a conclusion. Okay. And then he closed the entrance of that huge cave with a big boulder, and he performed tarpan for his brother. And he went back, and all the ministers said, okay, now you become the king. 1 year, there is no king. So immediately the minister said, okay, you immediately become the king. So Wali, suddenly he was on his throne and enjoying and ruling. Then Wali came back, and Wali saw his brother sitting on the throne. So immediately, as soon as Wali came, he arrested all the ministers who told that make him king. And then as soon as Sugriva saw Wali, he jumped out of his throne, ran, and he just offered obeisances at the feet of Wali and offered his helmet at the feet of Wali. But Wali did the same mistake, okay? But Sugriva misunderstood that Wali might have he was killed inside. But Wali, just by seeing Sugriva sitting on the throne, he misunderstood. Okay, same misunderstanding. Both are suffering from misunderstanding. But he misunderstood the very intention of Sugriva. Sugriva misunderstood the situation. Wali misunderstood the intention. And Wali said that he wanted me that I should be always inside the cave, and he wanted to kill me, and he wanted to enjoy this kingdom. Okay, and seeing that he was suffering with so much pain for 1 year. So actually, Wali killed all the Rakshasas and all this Mayavi, killed everyone with entire all of his army. He killed everyone. So that blood was, there was so much blood that he was not able to come out of that cave. And the entrance was blocked. And so he somehow was trying for 1 year, he was not able to find them. And finally, when he caught them, he killed everyone. And the blood was flowing. And he was not able to find the way to come out of that cave. And finally, when he reached the exit, exit is closed. Then he was suffering so much. Okay, so this is a natural emotion that a person experiences. When we go through certain suffering, we become so frustrated if someone does not understand our suffering. And just by seeing others happy, we become angry. Okay. So in a relation, okay, we saw just before that Ram, when he was suffering, going through intense separation suffering, he said to Lakshman, you go back. I want to bear this suffering alone. I will give my life. But here, Wali, he suffered for 1 year. He said that I will kill this Sugriva only. Because he was not suffering. When I was suffering, he should have also stood outside. Okay, so this is difference between selfless and selfish love. So when love is selfless, a person wants his beloved to be happy irrespective of his own state of emotion. Whether he is happy or unhappy, does not, like a mother. He always wants her child to be happy irrespective of what she is going through. So, but when the love is selfish, like here of Wali, they want that person who are connected to us, they should also go through same suffering. They should also suffer as I am going through. And if they are happy, then I will, they should be punished. Or they become angry as per their capacity, they react. Okay. So very wonderful lessons that we learn here, that both of them misunderstood both of them were affected by misunderstanding, and but second thing that Wali did a great mistake, that he misunderstood the intention, and misunderstanding can come between anyone. Okay, so Dwarkavasis are staying in Dwarka, they were being brought to Dwarka by Lord Krishna. Their very homes were being constructed and gifted to them by Lord Krishna. But when then Swamantak, Syamantak money was it was not being found, everyone doubted that Krishna must have took away. In a whatever sense, in whatever feeling they were thinking, but they doubted that Krishna must have taken away. So misunderstanding can come between any two devotees. Lakshman and Bharat, it can come. The most dear devotees of Lord Ram. So, but the mistake that Wali did, that when Sugriva was saying sorry, he was offering his apology, and he kept his helmet, he still didn't accept that apology, and was in the same mood and angry state. So that was the mistake that he committed. And then he chased Wali out of his kingdom, chased Sugriva out of his kingdom, called all the leaders and said what has happened. And Sugriva went out, and he also took his wife. So then Ram said, then Sugriva, Ram said that definitely I will kill this Wali this very day and give you back your kingdom as well as your wife. Don't worry. But Sugriva, though he had made friendship, but he knew the power of Wali. But he was little doubtful about the power of Lord Ram. So he said that, will you be able to kill Wali? I mean, I will just explain what is the power of Wali. Then he explains the story of Dundubi. There was a this asura, this rakshas called Dundubi. He was so much frustrated by his power. In fact, some people like Kalyavan, Sahasrabahu, they have so much power that they don't know what to do with this power. They want someone to release, to fight with them so that they can be satisfied by the itch of that extreme power that they have, that extreme opulence that they have. So if you don't have a purpose, if you don't have a goal, if you don't have a proper direction, a service attitude, then that same opulence will become a great burden and enemy of ourselves. Okay. So Janmaishwarya Srutah Shribir Edaman Ahmadhapuman Naivaratya Bidhatum Vaitvamakinchana Gochara. So Kunti Maharani says that all these Janmaishwarya Shruta Shribir, these are obstacles on the path of devotional service. But we see all the great Mahajans, Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj, all these are emperors of the entire planet. So they have all these opulences, all this wealth. So why Kunti Maharani is saying like this? So one can be saved, that mood should be of that helplessness. The mood should be that I have only shelter as Lord Ram, and all these opulence belong to him, and I'm just meant to serve with this opulence to him. So till that this external situation doesn't matter. A person can become proud even if he's a beggar on the street, and he can be absolutely humble if he's at a great king, like we see all these great Mahajans, these great emperors. So it's not that only Tomakinchana Gochara, who does not have any wealth or no opulence, are only qualified to take shelter of Lord Ram. So if it's necessary for service of Lord Krishna, Lord Ram, then a devotee is ready to take all the opulences. Okay, we know the very famous example story that a person came, went to Prabhupada and showed to Prabhupada, "See my guru." And this, as the guru, that there is a money in front of him, and he's telling that, "I don't want this money." Prabhupada said, "Click my photo, place money in front of him. I want to embrace that money." Okay. So opulence itself is not good or bad, but how we utilize it, whether we utilize it for service of God or we utilize it for service of our own senses. Okay, the Prabhupada said that each and every money is like my blood. Mm-hmm. Just before I this counselor's meet, I was talking to one counselor. Mm-hmm. He was telling that I was managing my accounts, and once His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj came and said that each and every money of this institution is like drop of blood of Prabhupada. So that person, he became so conscious, he became so that every time he buys a new thing, he is in some transaction, he goes to a last minute that, okay, can you reduce the cost little bit? The person, he like, many times people think me like, oh, if you are buying 1 lakh, why are you trying to reduce 1,000 or few rupees? But I try my best that how much I can save. Similarly, when we have this clear understanding that nothing belongs to me, okay, then we will not be affected by opulence. So same thing, even we have Vali and we have Hanuman. Hanuman also has much more power, but he is not affected by this pride. Why? Because he has took shelter of Lord Ram. So Dundubi had so much power, so much opulence, that so much strength, that he went to Ocean and that told that, I want to fight with you. Ocean said that, don't fight with me, go to Himalayas. Okay, he can fight with you. So he went to Himalayas, started ripping the peaks of the mountains and challenging that, fight with me. Himalayas said that, I am shelter of all the sages here. Many sages come here for worship. I cannot fight it with you. If you want to fight, go. There is son of Indra named Vali. You go and fight with him. And then he went to Vali, and as soon as he entered Kishkindha, he started uprooting trees, he broke all the gates and then challenged Vali. And Vali, as soon as he heard, he came rushing, and fight began between the two. And as the fight began, this Dundubi gradually started becoming weaker. Vali took, he was in the form of a bull, okay. So he took his horns and just hurled him around and thrashed him on the ground. Okay, so he became very weak, and then again he stood up and started fighting, and then he again smashed him so hard that he died on the spot. And then he hurled him with great strength and flung him away for 4 miles. So when he was hurling, the blood was oozing from each and every hole of this Dundavi. Okay, so few drops of blood, when he flung him away and he was flying for 4 miles, few drops of blood went and landed in the ashram of Matangarishi. So we don't know what will happen when the two people were fighting, and just out of his great power and strength, he didn't have any intention to offend someone else, some sage, but Matangarishi got offended. Okay, the famous story of Indradyumna Maharaj, he was sitting on a Vindhya Parvat, I think, he was sitting on top of a mountain, and Agastya Rishi came and he was absorbed in his meditation, and he didn't offer his respects. Agastya Rishi cursed him, you become like an elephant. And he was just sitting absorbed in his meditation, and he opened his eyes and suddenly he got the curse and he has to become an elephant. So many times we don't have any intention, many times we don't have any clear motive to offend someone, but things can happen like this. And Matangarishi uttered the curse that whoever comes inside these 4 miles of my ashram, whoever has done this stupid act will be killed. And any of the ministers of that person will come, they will become statues for thousands of years. Okay? So he explained the strength of Vali, and Vali later he tried to pacify Matangarishi, but he was fearful and never was able to pacify. So he says that because of this, I am on this parvat, in this vicinity of Matangarishi's ashram. So then he said that he is so powerful. Then Lakshmana started laughing. You are trying to check strength of Lord Ram. What he should do that you become convinced that he can defeat Vali? Then he said that I have 2 criteria. He said, there is the bone lying of Dundubi. Okay, if you can throw for 200 bow lengths, then I can understand that, okay, Vali is powerful. You are powerful enough to defeat Vali. So Ram went and just by the toe, okay, just flinged that skeleton, and it went around 8 miles. Okay, 80 miles it went. Then again, he was not convinced. So Sugriva said, when Vali hurled him, he was with full flesh and blood. But you just kick the skeleton. One more. So these are seven huge trees, all trees. Once Vali pierced these trees with each trees with one arrow. Can you do that? One tree with one arrow. If you can do that, then I am convinced. So Ram, he took his arrow. He released his arrow. The single arrow, it went and pierced all the seven trees, went inside the earth, went till the bottom of the universe, came back after an hour and went back again in the quiver of Lord Ram. And then when Sugriva saw this extraordinary power of Lord Ram, he bowed down to him, took his shelter and said, yes, I am convinced. Okay, so now he said, Lord Ram said that immediately go and challenge Vali. Okay, so when you will be fighting with Vali, myself and Lakshman will come and hide ourselves behind the trees, and then at a right moment I will kill Vali. Okay, so Sugriva became very happy, very jubilant, and went and challenged Vali that, oh, please come out, I want to give a fight to you. Today is your last day. So Vali, suddenly what happened to this monkey? He came out enraged, furious. He came out and the fight began. And both of them started fighting with each other, both of them beating each other. And gradually this Sugriva started becoming weaker and weaker. And he is trying to figure out why Lord Ram is not killing Vali. And he just, till the last moment, he's trying to see that now Ram will release the arrow. And Vali is beating him left, right and center. And he was just about to collapse and give up his life. He just ran away. And when he came back, he told Lord Ram, aisa karna tha to pehle bolne ka tha. If you want to do like this, if you had no plan to kill Vali, you would have told me. I would have not gone. Somehow I am alive, I am very astonished. Somehow I have saved my life. Why did you do like this? Then Lord Ram said that, he explained the external reason that you both look very alike. Okay? So, my arrows never go in vain. So if by mistake I would have released the arrow and it would have hit you, then rather than giving shelter to you, protection to you, I would have caused your death. Therefore, please have some distinction, make some distinction between both of you. So he made Lakshman. So Lakshman brought a creeper, a wonderful, beautiful creeper, and he garlanded Sugriv. Okay, so very wonderful lesson that Acharya has explained here, that we saw that previously Sugriva, he offered a seat to Lord Ram, but he neglected, ignored Lakshman. So because he offered seat to, and immediately Hanuman offered seat to Lakshman also. He gave a seat to Lakshman also. So it's clearly explained that a person cannot get mercy of Lord Ram without getting mercy of Guru or Lakshman. Okay, so if someone wants mercy of Lord Ram, Lord Krishna, one has to take shelter, one has to get mercy of Guru and Vaishnavas first. Okay, because of this slight neglect that Sugriva did, actually it was slight in terms of action but serious in terms of the etiquette. So Lord Ram made him beaten by Vali so much, and thus now he was purified. And now Lakshman giving him this garland of creeper is like Guru initiating a disciple. Okay, now he has got his so-called upavita. Okay, he got his initiation, and with this initiation, mercy of Lakshman, Sugriva went again, and he again challenged Lord Ram. He again went and challenged Vali. Vali again started to come out. He was again became angry, and that time, interestingly, in Ramayana, we see wife of Vali, Tara, was very intelligent, mature in her thoughts. Wife of Ravana, she was also very mature and intelligent. And so Tara said, she can immediately understand that this Vali, you have just beaten him. How can he come back and challenge you? with so much enthusiasm, definitely there must be some reason. He must be accompanied by some strong men. And then she says that Angada, as per his spies, he is accompanied by Ram and Lakshman. And we know the power of Ram and Lakshman, that no one can stand in front of him. They are equal in strength, they are equal to Vishnu himself. And they have killed so many Rakshasas up till now. Okay, so Kar, Dushan, Kabandh, so Virad, and so these are not ordinary personalities. Don't go and try to, please control yourself, stay inside. Then Vali says to Tara that if Lord Ram has come, then he is very righteous person. Definitely, I have no enmity with him. So definitely he will not come and fight with me if I have no enmity with him. Okay, so there is no need to fear with Ram. And as far this current situation is concerned, if someone is challenging me to fight, if I don't go, then that will be a great disregard from my side. It will be a great cause of infamy. So I have to go. So Tara tried his best, her best, but she could not prevent Vali. So Vali went out, and again the fight started. And after some time, again Vali was beating Sugriva for some time. And then Lord Ram took his arrow, and like a lightning, he released the arrow and pierced the heart of Vali, and Vali fell dead. And he fell on the ground, injured. Now Ram and Lakshman came in front of Vali. Okay, and now Vali chastised, okay, Lord Ram. He says, I have heard that you are a righteous hero. You are a king who upholds dharma. You are very compassionate. But now I can understand that you are nothing but a wretch, a vile wretch. You are like a well covered with weeds, okay, but you are hollow. You just have an external show of virtue, but you lack. Okay, I was convinced, I came to fight because I was convinced that you won't attack. But you attack me without any enmity, like a snake bites a sleeping person. You know that if you would have fought with me face to face, then you would have been lying here rather instead of me. So he, in this way, says to Lord Ram, and then Lord Ram, very clearly, wonderfully, he explains that he challenges Vali when he was suffering, he was going through this pain. He challenges Lord Ram that please justify, you have to justify your sinful act. Okay, then Lord Ram says, by your accusations, you have made it clear that how ignorant you are. Okay, and you don't know anything about what is true morality. So it's not your fault. Monkeys are by nature frivolous and they have uncontrolled minds. See, then Lord Ram explained, this entire planet is being taken care, is being ruled by Ikshvaku dynasty, and current ruler is King Bharat. So on his behalf, these rulers of this dynasty, they have the power as well as authority to punish anyone who is doing wrong. Okay, so you have been afflicted by lust and greed, and you have performed this sinful act of taking away Sugriva's kingdom as well as his wife Ruma. Okay, so for this, so anyone, he says that Lord Ram says that anyone who is engaged in sex with daughter, daughter-in-law, sister, or wife of younger brother, he has to be killed. Okay, he's atatahi, one type of atatahi. So therefore, I have to kill you. And as far as killing from behind is concerned, Kshatriyas, when they go for hunting, they generally kill an animal from a distance, hiding. So there is nothing wrong from my side. So you are a monkey, I am a Kshatriya. So if I killed you from a distance hiding, this is absolutely accepted. So there is absolutely nothing wrong. So when he explained in this way, so there is a difference. Vali got enlightened. Immediately got enlightened, and he begged forgiveness from Lord Ram. So there is a difference between Vali and Ravan. Okay. Ravan, Vali, he is also affected by pride, but he does not has the intention to become God himself. Okay. He is currently like a sadhaka sometimes, or some practitioner. He sometimes get affected by certain anartha, but his intentions, he does not has doubt about who is God and our duty is to serve him. But personalities like Ravana, who are atheist, they want to kill Ram himself. They want to be, they are convinced that whatever adharma, so Vali was confused about dharma and adharma. Okay, and because of his pride, he came to wrong conclusions. But people, personalities like Ravana, they intend that whatever they do is dharma. Okay, they perform adharma. So there is a difference between Vali and Ravana. Therefore, by wonderful darshan of Lord Ram and being purified by the arrows of Lord Ram and hearing the wonderful speech of Lord Ram, Vali was purified, enlightened. And then he said that, please forgive me. I was afflicted by your arrow and therefore I spoke harshly. And then he said that, please take care of my son Angad. He needs protection. And please let Sugriv and all others don't exhibit the enmity for me towards him. So he was telling Lord Ram. So Lord Ram says, don't worry. Angad will be taken care. And then Tara went, came out of the... He wanted to come out, she wanted to come out and embrace or meet this Vali. He was about to die. Then all the ministers, seeing these two personalities, very powerful, strong, and seeing the condition of Vali, they said to Tara, don't go out, be inside the fortification of this Kishkindha, install Angada as king. Okay, these are very great personalities, don't dare to go out, we don't know what they will do. Tara said, do hell with this kingdom. If Vali is dead, everything is useless. She ran and she just went and embraced Vali and started crying, seeing the condition of Vali. And then Vali said to Sugriv, he said that, please forgive. I have done so much wrong to you. And then Vali had that necklace, beads, given by Indra. Till the time he had that necklace, he can't die. Okay, so he took out that necklace and gave to Sugriv. So he could have given to his son Angad, but just to express his apologies, he gave that necklace to Sugriv and sincerely begged forgiveness, asked forgiveness, and he said to Angad that always be obedient, submissive to Sugriv, and follow his instructions. Hearing that everything, Tara also began wailing like anything. Now, everything happened. Vali left body. So, Ram, at the end, like some acharyas explained, that Ram, while he was explaining, he told to Vali, after explaining everything, he said to Vali that if you still think that I am wrong, I am ready to give you your life back. Vali said, he was so purified and convinced. He said that, birth I will get many, but death like this I won't get easily. Okay, seeing your beautiful face, seeing your beautiful darshan, living life in front of you, this is a very rare opportunity. So let me live like this. So seeing this situation of Tara is crying, Vali, he is asking forgiveness from Sugriva. Now Sugriva, his mentality changed. He said that, now I don't want this kingdom. He became so much dejected, so much, he said, I want to give up my life. This, I wanted to kill this, my brother, but he has so much love for me. And what have I done? Tara is crying, my brother is dead, and I am cause of this situation. So he said to Lord Ram very seriously that all other monkeys will assist you in your journey ahead in finding Sita. I will give up my life here only. I don't want kingdom. I don't want to become happy. So the very purpose why he made friendship with Lord Ram, the very purpose why he wanted to kill Vali when Vali is dead. He doesn't want now. Okay, Santara, he says, Lord Ram, that kill me also. As you killed Vali, kill me also. And if you think that you should not kill a woman, think me non-different from Vali and kill me also and relieve me. So then Lord Ram and Lakshman, everyone that consoled, and how Lord Ram explained that how time is all powerful and living beings come and go. And finally, Lakshman helped Sugriva to perform all the last rites, and cremation was done. Okay, so then Hanuman said that please come. Lord Ram, he requested Lord Ram, please come to Kishkindha, install Sugriva as the king, and please be present in that ceremony. Lord Ram said that the monsoon has begun, is about to start. You all go to Kishkindha, install, coronate Sugriva as the king, and make sure that Angada is the next heir. So until that time, we both brothers will be staying inside a cave, and we'll be enjoying the natural beauty. So in monsoon, there was a rains, there was everyone, the forest was filled with greenery, and seeing the clouds and the lightning within the clouds, Ram used to remember Sita. That the Ravana is like that cloud, and this lightning resembles Sita. And Ram was thinking that this monsoon must be giving great happiness to my friend Sugriva. He has got his kingdom, he has got his wife Ruma back, and he also got new wife Tara also. So he must be very happy. But I am absolutely, and again Ram became very dejected, and he was very morose, and Lakshmana inspired him. Okay, so now the monsoon, this season ended, and Lord Ram started waiting. He assumed that Sugriva will come, because he should remember his duty. He should remember his vow of friendship, and he will definitely come to help me. I mean, Lord Ram and Lakshman waited for Sugriva, but Sugriva didn't come. He was absorbed in sense gratification. He was absorbed. So Hanuman came. Hanuman understood the seriousness of the situation. He went and told this Sugriv that you have promised Lord Ram to act. What you are doing, you have just become slave to sensuality. Immediately act upon, otherwise the consequences will be dangerous. So Sugriva was so much absorbed that for a moment he said, yes, I should do something. Immediately called Nila and gave the order that all the monkeys, more than 10 million monkeys, so immediately should come and report within 15 days or they will be killed. Okay, so he gave that instruction and went back and started observing. He went back and performed, started engaging in sense gratification. Now, again, time started passing and he was not active enough. So this is a very wonderful lesson that we learn here, that when a person is absorbed or engaged in sense gratification, he tends to take service casually, or he tends to procrastinate the service. Okay, so Sugriva had that intention to serve Lord Ram, but the problem that currently he was going through was casual attitude and procrastination. Later, it was pushing, and he was not understanding. And we will see that later, then when Lakshmana came with full fury and he was anger, Sugriva was just trying to figure out why he's so angry. Okay, because he was so much absorbed in his own world, he was such a great slave of sense gratification that he was not able to figure out why, what wrong did I do. Okay, so one should be very careful about how one should be serious about service, devotional service. And then every time Lord Ram, he became extreme angry. Okay, so he told Lakshman that this Sugriva, he has forgotten his promise. Autumn has already arrived and he does not remember his promise. Lakshman, go tell him, okay, that the path from which Vali has gone, the path is still open. Okay, and if he does not act immediately, then I will personally come and kill. Okay, so Lakshman said, why to give any warning? I will kill him today only. So Lord Ram understood, okay, because of his angry, Lakshmana is getting more angry. He is getting excited. So Lord Ram told that, no, don't do anything like this. You go and talk in a conciliatory manner. First talk peacefully. Okay. So Lakshman went and he was extremely angry, furious. His eyes were red and his lips were trembling. So all monkeys, when they saw this form of Lakshman, he thought that he has come to fight with everyone. He has come for a fight. So everyone started uprooting trees. They started taking mountain peaks. They started to accumulate their weapons. These were their weapons. So they started accumulating their weapons. So seeing this, Lakshmana became more angry. So seeing this anger of Lakshman, they threw everything and ran away. Okay, so all the minister went and told Sugriva that Baba Lakshman is coming like this. But Sugriva was so much surrounded by all his wives and so much absorbed in sense gratification, he was drunk and he was told as sleep. He was sleeping. So on his way, Lakshmana went met Angad and told him that go and tell Sugriva that I am coming. So Angad came, he went and clashed the feet of Sugriva, that please get up. But Sugriva was sleeping. All monkeys started clamoring, making so much noise around Sugriva. And finally Sugriva woke up. What has happened? Lakshmana has come, he is very angry. Why is he angry? What wrong did I do? So then minister explained him the seriousness. So till that time he didn't knew the exact situations. He immediately told. Hanuman said that you have promised and you are behaving so casually, get up and immediately act. So Sugriva got up, finally have got up and told Angad that go and bring Lakshman here into the palace. So Angad went and he escorted Lakshman, and Lakshman, when he was coming, he saw there was various musical instrument being played by various girls there. So he became more angry, and he became so much angry, he just twanged his bow. And then when the sound of the bow vibrated in the entire palace, then Sugriva was fully awakened. Now he was so fearful, he told that, Tara, you go first. Before Lakshmana comes here, you go first and pacify Lakshman. So Tara went, and when Tara came, Tara is fully intoxicated, her hairs were loose, her dress were loose, and she came in front of Lakshman and seeing Tara immediately, Lakshman bowed down his head and started looking down. And then Tara said that, oh, why are you so angry? Please forgive. Anyways, he is a monkey. This lust, he is just afflicted by lust. There are so many personalities who have been affected by lust. So there are so many great rishis who are who have fallen to this lust. So please, forgive this monkey. And he has already taken the action. He has already called millions of monkeys from different areas, and they will be coming. In fact, from today only, you will see many monkeys will be arriving. So Lakshman, to some extent, he got pacified. Okay, and he started walking. And when he started walking, again saw Sugriva, wonderful palace, beautifully decorated, various wives of Sugriva, and he again became angry. And he started chastising that you just made empty promises, you are so abominable. Okay, so a person, a friend who receives help and does not repay on time, okay, he should be killed immediately. Lord Brahma says that there is no means for atonement for ungrateful soul. So he started chastising Sugriva. Then Tara says again, she says that Sugriva is not a liar, he has only delayed and already action has been taken. So please don't be angry. And then when Lakshmana heard about the actions and of Sugriva immediately went and felt at the feet of Lakshman and begged forgiveness and said that please forgive. Now we see that Lord Ram has clearly mentioned Lakshman that don't go and speak heavily or harshly. First talk in a polite manner. But out of love, so many times, intense love makes someone to behave or act different from the instructions of the beloved. Okay, when person has intense love, like Lord Chaitanya told Nityanand Prabhu that don't come to Bengal, very next, don't come to Jagannath Puri. Next year he was again in Jagannath Puri. Okay, so there are many incidences where a person crosses the instructions of Lord just out of love for the Lord. Okay, so Lakshmana, he immediately, but he understood the situation, and then Lakshmana, he didn't want, there was no need to say sorry, but he said sorry to Sugriva that please forgive me, actually I was in angry mood seeing the condition of Lord Ram. Okay, so Lakshman was angry not because of some sense gratification, not because of there was some obstacle in his sense gratification, like a regular conditioned soul. He was angry because he was not able to see the suffering of Lord Ram. Okay, so he said to Sugriv that go immediately and take shelter, or go immediately and meet Lord Ram. So Sugriv told Hanuman that tell all the monkeys in all direction that everyone should come and report within 10 days or they will be killed. So immediately within an hour, all monkeys, millions of monkeys from all directions started coming. And then everyone with all these monkeys, Sugriva, Lakshman, they went and went to meet Lord Ram. And Lord Ram, when he saw a huge army, then Lakshman and Sugriva, and then he became happy. And immediately Sugriva went and took shelter. He felt at the feet of Lord Ram and begged forgiveness. So immediately, Lord forgave him, okay, without having any resentment. So immediately, Sugriv told to Lord Ram that all this army is your army. Do whatever you want. Okay, please instruct us. Please, we are ready to follow your instructions. Please give your instructions. So Lord Ram, first he said that first try to find Sita. Where is the this kingdom of Ravana? First try to find. Then Vali says, okay. So he sends Vinda. He says, Vinda, with all your group, go in eastern direction. Okay, in eastern direction, you will see seven oceans, seven islands. Then you will see milk ocean, then freshwater ocean. And then you will see a great golden mountain. And in that resides Anantashesh. Don't go beyond that. Nothing is there beyond that. So he says that, oh, Sushena, go to west. There is a saltwater ocean. If you keep going, then there will be a city of Narkasur. No one knows what is beyond that. Don't go beyond that. Then he says to Shatabali, go to northern direction. You will see the first land of Malechas, then Himalayas, then Kailash, then Crouch Mountain, then Uttar Kuru province, and then saltwater sea. Then you will see a golden mountain. And in the middle of that mountain, resides Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. Don't go beyond that. So he is describing the entire ends of the planet, this entire universe. Okay, and then he says to Hanuman, Angad, Hanuman Nila, he said, go to south. There is an island. He says that mostly that should be the abode of Ravan. That should be the island of Ravan. Beyond that, you will see Rasatal, then Rishabh Parvat, then Bhumandal, then there is a Yamalok, and there is Pitalok. Don't go beyond that. So he described everything. So immediately everyone became happy. They started going to various directions. Then Lord, and then Sugriva told that, Hanuman, we have great hope from you. We knew nothing can stop you. Okay. So you have, you are very intelligent. You are powerful as well as you are very intelligent. So we have great hopes from you. So then Lord Ram asked Vali that, how come you have so much knowledge about this direction? How come your geography is so strong? Then he said that this Vali, when he was chasing me through entire various directions, I ran to all these places. Okay, but Vali kept chasing me. And then finally Hanuman explained me about the curse of Matanga Rishi. Therefore, finally I took shelter here. Okay, so this is another lesson we learn, that when we go to certain challenges, sufferings in life, we don't know how that experience of that suffering later will become a source of opportunity to serve Lord Ram, Lord Krishna. Okay, so certain challenges, certain problems we have in this life, we have certain experience, but that experience will become a source of service later. Okay, so everyone went into different directions. So everyone from north, east, west, everyone returned, that they couldn't find anything. So only hope was now on south party, Hanuman. So when they were searching, they came near this Parvat. Okay, there was this Vindhya Parvat. There was an area which was totally dissolute. There was no fruits, no leaves. Everything was totally dissolute. Okay, so then actually there was one Rishi, Kandu Rishi. His son died at the age of 10. So out of anger, he cursed this. The entire forest should become leafless. So they were in that forest, and for they were not getting food and water. So everyone became hungry, they were thirsty, they became weak, and then when they were just moving like that, they finally found a cave. Okay, so there was a deep cave. So everyone held hands of each other and started walking inside. So for 8 miles they walked, and finally they saw, after 8 miles, a grove of golden forest, very beautiful golden palaces, ponds, gardens, and there they saw an ascetic woman with black deer skin, glowing with spiritual effulgence. Hanuman asked, "Who are you?" Okay, and then he explained that how we are hungry and wandering in this forest for food and some water. Then that woman explained, that lady explained, that how she is Swayam Prabha, daughter of Meru Suvarni, and she is friend of Apsara Hema. Then he explained that how this cave was created by Mahadanav, and Mahadanav, he pleased Lord Brahma by his austerities and got this, acquired various mystic powers. But when he was attracted, he was attached to this cave is called as Rikshabila. And when this Mahadanav was attracted to this Apsara, Hema Apsara, Lord Krishna, this Indra, drove him away from this place. And in this way, this place was later given to Hema Apsara by Lord Brahma. Okay, then she offers a very wonderful hospitality to all these monkeys. So there are millions of monkeys. To offer hospitality to them is not easy. But what will be the that cave must be so mystical. And she offered hospitality. Then Hanuman said that, "Can I do anything for you?" Then she said that, "I am satisfied with my austerity." Then Hanuman said that, "Okay, we are in this search of Mother Sita. Can you help us?" Then she says that whoever comes inside this cave, there is only entry, there is no exit. Everyone has to die. So then she said that, "By power of my austerities, I will help you to go out. But everyone should close their eyes. No one can go out of this cave with their eyes open." So everyone closed their eyes, and she transported everyone outside the cave. And now, Angad, when he went out of this, he came out of this cave, he said that because inside the cave, long time passed. So when they came out, they thought that Sugriva has given time of 1 month. So if you come after 1 month, you will be killed. So Sugriva is told. So Angad, he said that now if we will go, Sugriva will kill us. Okay. So rather than going and being killed by Sugriva, let's die here fasting till death. Okay, let's do fasting till death. So that was idea of Angad. Then there was a minister of Angad, Tara. Okay, he said that rather than fasting till death, I have another idea. Let's go inside the cave again. Nobody will be able to find us, and we will live peacefully. So Angad, he didn't immediately reacted, but as was about to approve that suggestion, so Hanuman immediately stepped in, and he told Sugriva that you are so, he glorified, first he told Angad, he glorified that I think that you are sufficiently intelligent to do what is right, what is wrong, and to think over the situation rather than taking any decision. So Hanuman says to Angad that there are 8 attributes of intelligence. He says that one should be intelligent enough to have the inclination to hear what others say. then one should have the capacity to hear what others say. One should have the ability to comprehend the basic meaning of what others say. One should have good memory. One should have the capacity to reason in favor of the proposition given and against the favor of proposition given. One should have deep sight, insight in the meaning of what someone say, and one should have true vision. So he gives these 8 attributes of intelligence that one should have when suggestions are being given. Okay. Then Angada, he immediately says that, okay, so Angada, difference between Angada and Hanuman at this stage of time is, Angada is performing service to Lord Ram out of fear that he will be killed by Sugriva. Okay, immediately says that, you are overestimating Sugriva, don't you think that he is now enjoying wife of his elder brother? If we will go, definitely he will kill us. Okay, and... So he is fearful of Sugriva, and Hanuman is performing. He told Angada that rather than fasting till that, at least if you go back, Sugriva will give you the kingdom and he will give you protection. He has promised, but he had no faith on Sugriva. Angada had no faith on Sugriva because he has killed his father just few days before, and now Angada is fearful that Sugriva might kill if he returns. So everyone came to the conclusion that the best way is to fast till that. So Angada sat on a kushagras and he started the fast. So all the other monkeys sat around and everyone started fasting. Now when they were sitting like this, Sampati, he came out. Okay, he was totally injured, old, and he came out and he saw that, he told to all monkeys that what a nice fortune, after all these monkey will die after fasting, I will eat one by one. So Angada says, what a bad fortune we have. We are about to die by fasting, and this vulture has come, the Sampati has come. So he says, then this is a very wonderful lesson that we learn, that everyone is trying to serve Lord Ram, find Mother Sita. But here, repeatedly we see that one cannot serve Lord Ram without mercy of Lord Ram. Okay. Here, Angada and everyone, this party is trying to serve Lord Ram, but now they are at a situation where they are totally stuck, don't know what to do ahead. Okay. So many times when we perform service, if we have that slightest doership mentality, okay, either our progress will be checked or will be blocked. So now, Angada was at this state, and then, when Lord wants anyone to perform a certain service, so this is, if we say from a perspective of a leela or a drama or a action, at this, if you see the situation, everyone is hopeless. All the three have returned. These people are hopeless. They are about to die. They are fasting, already begun fasting, and they are waiting for their death. So, end of Ramayana. But now, Lord inspire Angad to speak something which is like the connecting word for the movie or the story to go ahead. So immediately at that time, Angada, out of frustration, he said that all is this because of that Kekai. Because of that, Dashrath was killed. Because of that, Jatayu was killed. Because of that, Vali was killed. Because of that, now we are about to be killed. So as soon as Jatayu, that name was uttered, immediately Sampati, okay, he said, oh, you uttered the name of Jatayu. He's my brother. Please, I am very pleased hearing his glorification. Though I am sad that he died, please explain about him. Then he told to all monkeys, please help me to come down. I cannot fly. So monkeys thought that anyways, we are going to die. If he comes and eat us alive, if he's cheating, if he comes and it is alive, what is the loss? Anyways, we are about to die. So let him eat alive also. So they went up, brought Sampati down, and then Sampati started explaining that, okay, previously myself and Jatayu, we were trying to see, we were about checking who is more powerful. We flew and we defeated Indra, we became more proud. Then we were approaching sun, Jatayu, he started feeling weak, and I covered with my wings and I fell down on this Vindhya Parvat. Okay. Then he explains how after falling 6 days, I was unconscious. And then I went to Nishakara Rishi and then told that I want to commit suicide. I have no knowledge where is my brother is. And Nishakara Rishi told that time, okay, more than 8,000 years before, Nishakara Rishi said that you wait here. When you will inform the knowledge of Sita to monkeys, group of monkeys will come. When you will inform that knowledge to them, you will get your wings back and your energy back. Okay? Again, the same situation. We don't know which problem in our life, which suffering in our life will become an opportunity to serve Lord. Okay? So previously, Sugriva, because of his experience of going throughout the universe, he can give the direction. And now, Sampati, because he stayed at one place, okay, so, and suffered, he was going through this suffering, and faith on the word of that sage, he got an opportunity to serve Lord Ram. And now he told that how once Suprashva, my son, every day he used to go out and bring food for me. So one day when he went out, he came without food. So I chastised him. Right? His food was flesh, of course. So Suprashva, once he saw these two personalities, a great Rakshas was taking a lady. And then he said that, okay, I want both of them as a food for my father. But then Ravana very humbly, politely requested this, that please give me way. So he requested so politely that I gave him way. Okay, then Siddhas told later that if you have not given him way, you would have killed like Jatayu also. So then that day, in this way, I got to know about Sita. So Sampati said, so as soon as he described this, Sampati, he got new energy, new wings, and he started flying. Okay, and then he said that I can see this Lanka from here. This is 100 yojanas from the southern shore. I can see that Lanka. So please go in that direction. So everyone started in this direction. And Angada again. Now this Angada, who was totally depressed, was about to die. When they came to the shore, seeing the vast ocean, everyone became depressed. Now Angada became excited. They don't become depressed. We have to fight. Nothing will be approached by this lamentation or this despair. We will go ahead. So please come forward. Who can jump this, who can climb this 100 yojanas? No one came forward. So he told that everyone tell how much you can jump. Someone said 10, 20, 30. Mahinda said 60. Dvivida said 70. Sushina said 80. Jamvan said 90. Angada said, I can do 100, but I can't come back. I can go one way. So then Jamvan said that you should not go. You are the leader of this group. Then Jamvan said, okay. Then again, third incident, what we see here. So Jamvan, he was old. So every time we say there is a hero of that situation. So previously the hero of the situation was Sampati. Now the hero of this situation is Jamvan. And he will make the next hero as Hanuman. So this is the, like what we say, we should hand over the next hero. Who is the next hero? We will should hand over that responsibility and not try to hold on that, no, I am only the hero of this entire movie. Okay, so now Sampati, now Jamvan said that previously when Trivikrama showed his form, I circumambulated him for 21 times. I had so much power. But now I have become old. I cannot do anything like this. So then he told that, Hanuman, you are the one. Then he glorifies Hanuman. And then he gives entire story how there was Apsara, known as Punjikasthali, was cursed by a sage. Then she took birth as Anjana and she was married to Kesari. Then how Vayudev, he impregnated, and this in this way Hanuman was born. And once Hanuman immediately born, next day he became angry, started crying, so I want food. So this Anjana, she went out to find some food. So till that time, monkey saw that Vanar saw the sun, so there's some fruit. He jumped for 3,000 yojanas, but then first attempt he was failed. Okay, it failed. So next attempt, he again jumped. So at that very somehow, their coincidence was that was the day that Rahu was supposed to eat sun. Okay, then Rahu, when he saw, so Rahu was coming in the way, Hanuman just kicked Rahu. Rahu went way be, like a long distance. So Rahu immediately went to Indra, said that you have given me this, my food, son, and now someone else is taking that food. How can you do like this? So immediately Indra came, he struck, we know the story, that with the thunderbolt, and Hanuman crashed on the ground, his left chin got fractured, and then Vayu controlled the entire air. And everyone was miserable. That time Lord Brahma came and told that he is the one who will be serving Lord Ram. Everyone gives benedictions. So very wonderful benediction. We will just see that Brahma said that he will become invincible in battle. Indra said that he will die at his will. Nobody will be able to defeat him. My thunderbolt can't harm him. Yamaraj said that my Yamadand can't do anything. Shiva said that he will be immune from my weapons. My Trishul cannot harm him. Sun said that with my help he will be able to understand all the scriptures, memorize all scriptures immediately. So, and Jamvan explained how he forgot his powers because of the curse of Rajas. Now Hanuman, he started, he became encouraged. Now first time, like after a long time, he got so much energy, so much enthusiasm. He said that I am so powerful that I can circumambulate Mount Meru 1000 times. I can go into the ocean, splash the water of the oceans and cause a flood in entire world. I can circumambulate Garud 1000 times when he's flying. I can uproot entire Lanka. What to speak about jumping this. I can uproot entire Lanka and bring back. So every monkey, they got confidence. And then they said, very nice, very nice. We will be waiting. You don't, in ecstasy, we will be waiting here. You go and we will be waiting on one leg. So please come back. So Hanuman said, okay. So he went. He said that I will jump from mounts Mahendra, because it can withstand my pressure. So he went on Mount Mahendra, and from there he jumped, and from here Sundar Kand begins. So this is a very wonderful Kand, as Kishkind Kand, where glorious we see that how every small time the hero of the scene changes, and we see the various, how each other inspires at different times. One person inspires other friend, he inspires other, and various situation, and how we can serve Lord Ram only by His mercy. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki chai, Ramayan Puran chai.